Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service, Wednesday Night Net. Your net control station this evening is KDIIB. My name's Kevin, and I'm located in Grove City. This net meets each Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time on this frequency with a backup repeater frequency of 444.275 megahertz. And the purpose of this net is to conduct Franklin County ARS business and to discuss amateur radio topics related to public service and emergency communications. Normally, one evening each month, we have in-person meetings. However, due to the current circumstances, we hold them on air. Our next meeting, on-air meeting, will be held next Wednesday, March 17th, and it will be at 7:30 p.m. Now calling the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. All licensed amateur radio operators are welcome and encouraged to check in. When checking in this evening, please provide your call sign clearly and phonetically, and also your name. And remember, a PL tone of 94.8 hertz is required to access this repeater system. At this time, I'll take check-ins from any stations having emergency or priority traffic for the net. Please call. Now take check-ins from any stations that have Franklin County ARS business or announcements or bulletins for this evening's net. Please call net, KD8IIB.
KA8RLC, Kilo Alpha 8, Romeo Lima Charlie, Cal.
Okay, Cal, KA8RLC, I got you, and then, of course, I have some. Any additional stations with bulletins or announcements for the net, please call.
November 8th, Papa Victor Charlie John. I might have something to add as well.
Okay, and APVC John got you down for a bulletin, possibly. Okay, we'll go to our quadrants inside Franklin County that, like we usually do each week, starting in the northeast quadrants. Northeast quadrant, any stations which are north I-70 and east of 71, please call.
Kilo Delta 8, Yankee Foxtrot Whiskey, KD8YFW, Terry.
Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Tango Papa, John.
Kilo 8, Lima Echo, K8LE, Andy.
Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Yankee Papa Bob.
So far, we got KD8YFW Terry, KD8RTP John, K8LE Andy, and KD8SYP Bob. Any additional northeast?
NA8L, November Alpha 8, Lima, Terry.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Oscar Foxtrot Tango. That's KD8OFT. The name here is Daniel.
In the north, we got NA8L Terry and KD8OFT Daniel. One last time, northeast quadrant. Let's move on down to the southeast quadrant. Station south of 70, east of 71.
Kilo Bravo 8, Charlie Mike Whiskey, KB8CMW Paul. N8VHJF Mark.
All right, so far we got KB8CMW Paul and N8VJF Mark. You either a mobile or at somebody's house because you're normally not in the southeast. Any additional stations southeast? Where's Lynn and Phil tonight?
You are correct. I am mobile, N8VJF.
Thank you, Mark. Papa. Once again, this is the Franklin County ARS Wednesday Night Net, and net control is KD8IIB. Hearing nothing else so far in the southeast, we'll move over to the southwest quadrant. Any stations south of 70 and west of 71, please call.
Whiskey 8, Romeo, Whiskey Romeo, Bob, W8RWR.
Kilo Delta 8, Whiskey Quebec Yankee, KD8WQY, Denny.
Kilo Delta 8, Kilo Sierra India, KD8KSI, Holly.
Kilo Bravo 8, Yankee, Mike November, KB8YMS, Mark.
Southwest so far, we got W8RWR Bob, KD8WQY Denny, KD8KSI Holly, and KB8YMN Mark. Any additional stations southwest?
Kilo Delta 8, Hotel Victor X-Ray, KD8HVX, Jim.
HPX, Jim, got you in there this evening. Good evening. Okay, we'll move on up to the northwest quadrant at this time. Got nothing where you were choppy in and out. Did anybody catch it or the station try again?
This is Kilo Echo number 8, Oscar Uniform Papa KE8OUP. This is Parker.
Kilo Echo 8, Kilo Juliet X-Ray, KE8KJX, Dan.
Kilo Echo 8, Alpha November Whiskey, Brian, KE8ANW.
Kilo 8, Oscar Victor Papa Frank, K8OVP.
KE8OUP Parker, KE8KJX Dan, KE8ANW Brian, and K8OVP Frank. Any additional stations, northwest quadrant.
November 8, Sierra Echo Yankee, N8SEY Sharon.
N8SEY, Sharon got you in there, and right after Sharon, there was another station that was in and out of the repeater with no audio. One more try.
Kilo Juliet 8, Alpha Mike, KJ8AM, Kevin.
KJ8AM. Got you in there. Good evening. Okay, any stations outside of Franklin County or stations inside that were missed earlier, please call.
Whiskey 8, Sierra Golf, Mike, W8STM, Mike.
November 8, Uniform Tango, India, N8UTI, Ed.
am Mike and Ed, N8UTI. Got both of you in there. Any additional stations at this time? This is the Franklin County ARES Wednesday Night Net. At this time, we'll go back to those stations having announcements. And since I have the mic in hand, I will go first this evening. Upcoming nets, as I mentioned, next week will be our on-air meeting, and it will start at 7:30 p.m. instead of our normal 8 p.m. net time. March 24th, KA8RLC, Cal. March 31st, N8YMT, J. I currently have openings for April 7th and April 14th. Anybody on the air tonight would like to take one of those? Speak now. Well, that was quiet. Okay, Cal, K8RLC, you want to go ahead?
Good evening, Kevin. Good evening to the net. This is K8RLC. Well, as for the last few months, it seems all I've said is no events coming up. However, this week, I get to say that we do officially have an event scheduled. It will be the Reynoldsburg July 4th Parade. That will be on Saturday, July 3rd, because the 4th is falling on a Sunday this year. So the Reynoldsburg has been given the okay to hold their parade. They are planning to have it and asked us for our assistance. So more details will follow that. So events are coming back, so things are looking up. And with that, I'll give it back to you, Kevin, K8RLC.
Any questions out there for Cal regarding the parade? PBC, John, you have something now?
Yes, thanks, Kevin. Some of you may have heard on the news today that there was an aircraft that had a problem that landed this morning. I think it had a problem with the nose gear. I wanted to make you aware that we've had two activation notices. Oh, not really activation notices, but notices about airport issues two times in the last 2 weeks. We are on call should the airport need some communication assistance. And secondly, should there be any sort of emergency with the casualties or whatever, we have a group that works with the coroner's office. So I just want to make you aware that should there be an issue at the airport, one of our airports, we may be activated. I thought it would be a good time just to make everybody aware of that. And it's important also that we stay up with training, FEMA training for these things as well, because those are the rules that are in place if we're activated for one of these areas, either at the airport or via the EMA. And that's it. If there's any questions, please let me know. NAPVC.
Any questions for John? Okay, do we have any training announcements from the other John?
No, nothing new on the training side, KD8RTP.
Okay, and the only thing I can add right now that I'm thinking about, there will be a VE session on March 27th. Originally, they were going to limit it to 6 people testing, and that's all that's going to be listed on the AWRL website, but I believe it got up to 12 now, but it's going to be by word of mouth. So anyway, just FYI, in case you got somebody that's looking for a test session, there is going to be one March 27th up at, I think it's up at Westerville Fire, if I remember correctly.
information over KWP. I can confirm that.
Okay, Frank. Yeah, I thought you might. I saw you were on. There was an alternate. It is up at Westerville Fire, correct?
I confirm that also.
Okay, thanks, Frank. I had the email open, but I couldn't find the right one. Anybody else with any announcements for the net? Any additional business for the net at this time?
W8RW.
Yeah, go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, I just had a comment on the weather spotter training that was online. I thought it went pretty good. I signed up for it and got online, and I think it went pretty good. The guy knew what he was talking about, and he did a pretty good job online. W8RW.
Yeah, usually they're in person, so it's good that it went good online. Any additional business for the net tonight?
NAPBC.
Yeah, go ahead, John.
So related to the weather spotter training, they're also considering the advanced course, and perhaps by the time we get to that point. Normally those are done sometime during the season, but perhaps this time we'll be able to have meetings, in-person meetings, and they're considering perhaps an in-person version of that, or if we're not allowed to meet, we'll do one via a video conference. So that's something that may come up. They go in a little bit more detail on weather conditions and radar and things like that. That's really the only difference between it. It's a little bit more in depth than the basic training. And that's it. NAPBC.
Okay, and Cal or John, do we have any updates? Are they still having the tornado drill on March 24th, et cetera? Cal, if that was you, your mic button didn't stay down.
Heard anything different? Probably be here calling. So that'll be in 2 weeks. We should have more details next week. K8RLC.
NAPBC.
Yeah, stand by, John. Cal, we got about half of that. Your mic button didn't stay down again or something.
Let John go ahead. He's going to say the same thing.
Okay, go ahead, John.
Yeah, there will be a drill. I'm not sure positive of the date, but it's set up and everything. They did, I think they did Kentucky last week or something. So the Weather Service Office does one in Indiana and Kentucky and also Ohio. So, but there was a problem with the date that came out of our meeting, and I don't have it in front of me, so I can't tell you. But you're probably right on the date. NAPBC.
Okay, thank you, John. This time I'll take any additional check-ins that may have not checked in earlier. Please call them at KD8IIB. Okay. Jason trying to call in. All I got was just a couple blips. I don't know if it would help increase your power or change location, but you still didn't hold the repeater. Try again here if you can improve. Nothing heard but carrier. Did anybody happen to hear anything on the input or anything? Again, this is the Franklin County ARES Wednesday Night Net. With no further check-ins, I will now close this session of the Wednesday Night Net. Thanks to those who brought announcements on bulletins, and thanks to those who volunteer for public service events. This is KD8IIB returning the repeater over to normal amateur operation. Good evening and 73.